quoting Mem Dalam and Aleph, the Rosh of the Mishnah. Shatumah Taglachas Tosrim. It says by Tumah Deksib Hayumim Harishanim Yiplu. Yipolu. Yiplu, right? So you lose the days which up to the moment of Tumah. But Taglachas Tosrim Lamakid Amraliel, the Beedan Gidul Sar Shel Stam Naziris. So we need that amount of hair growth. So you have to make a gap on the hutz and miklala. You could go and leash this yayin of mitzvah. There's no heter of wine for mitzvah. The more the first parak says, more discusses the wine by kiddush. That even though the chiyuv of saying kiddush and wine is mirabonon. Midrash you have to kiddush without saying it on the wine, but since Chazal would be masakin it, that would go into the yain shel mitzvah. We would think that should be mutter. It's not. Tuma is mutter. The sarcha meis mitzvah. With haglachas the nazar mitzvah kedushin liel mirosho that a nazar who became a mitzvah. We have to cut his hair. The Torah says to cut all of the hair of the nazir. All of the hair of the mitzvah. And it says, Rosho, the hair of the head. He already says all of the hair of the nazir. What do you need the word Rosho to tell me, even if he's a nazir? So now the Mor is going to go through potential reasons why each one is different, starting with Kal v'chomers. Okay, but tumah loy tutu miklala, kavacharim miyayin. We could argue that tumah should not have a heter v'sarach mitzvah, kavacharim from yayin, which doesn't have a heter v'sarach mitzvah. How so? We already said that tumah is more chomer than yayin. The tumah is soyser. So yayin is weaker. Umay yayin sheno soyser yayin, which is the kal. Because it's not the halach is it's not soyser, and so we know the hutter miklolo it doesn't have a heter for mitzvah tuma is the chomer. How do we know that shesaris it's more chomer because tuma is soyser? So kal v'chomer if the weaker thing doesn't have a heter, the stronger iser for sure shouldn't have a heter. Enodin shlo tutu miklolo. Isn't it logical to say that it should not have a heter, a weakness of a heter for mitzvah? So why do we say by tuma that there's a heter for mitzvah? Tamar lemer loviv ulimoy lo yitama. So we darshan already said akol nefesh meish lo yavo. So what do you need loviv ulimoy lo yitama to tell me loviv ulimoy lo yitama when mitama who the meis mitzvah? So that's why, even though the Kal v'chomer should argue that it should not be mutter, the pasuk tells me that it's mutter. Okay, now it's the more, so let's work backwards. If tuma, which is more chomer, has a heter for mitzvah, yayin, which is more kal, for sure should have a heter for mitzvah. V'yayin yutar mikloloi. We should let yayin be mutter for there should be acceptance of the iser of wine. Tuma, which is chomer, that it's soyser, and still hutcher miklala. The Torah says explicitly that for tzarach of mitzvah it's mutter. Yain shenu soyser, yain which is weaker because it's not, being over this of yain does not cause all of the days and the years beforehand to be lost. It's weaker. And then, isn't it logical shiyutzu miklala that it should have the heter as well? Amakroa miyayin v'shecher yazir, lesser yayin mitzach yayin rishus. So that's an extra phrase to tell me that there's an iser by yayin mitzah as well.
I mean, the whole thing seems a little bit odd because the yayin is drabana.
So I think we said that, but once Chazar Masak and the din of wine, and you have a mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim, so I'm not doing it because of Aver, I'm doing it because of the mitzvah of listening to the Chachamim. That should be sufficient to say that if there be a heter of Yayin mitzvah, that would be mutter. You're not doing it just because you want to do the Aver, you're doing it because the Chachamim told you to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it seems a lot that you have psukim that are addressing.
So, Tosis, before, and Tosis over here says it again, in a scenario where a person would make a shavua to drink wine, so he would have a mitzvah deraisa to drink wine. So in a scenario where he made the shua just for the nazirus period, that wouldn't be chal, because that he's making shua against the isra tara. But if he makes the shua that it should be for to extend beyond the nazirus period, or he made the shua before it became a nazir, so the shua is still in place. Mm-hmm. So the rishai. So that's what Tosis wanted to learn. But we saw somebody else that even by the where was that? Yain shel yazel lesser yain mitzakein mishus. It was there. It's also on Gimel Beis. Lesser yain mitzakein mishus. Here is just Mahi, Kedusha of Delta. I'm sorry, it's the Gemara. So the more it starts with Kedusha of Delta, the more it says.
We're asking the Shia, there is an inherent
debt. Right?
There is a potential
that. So there was a tool to give. In Dalam and Aleph, I have it in Dalam and Aleph. The Rosh has Tupshatim. The Mor says, Lesser Yain Mitzakayan Rishus. So the Mor says, and Gimel Beis, Mahi, what's that? Kiddush of Dalta. So, Hariyushabu Abba Harsinai. So, the simple reading is, Dixibi Skorshim Mashabas Lakashri, Lashidim Bever Pesachim, Israel Yain. So the Pasha the more means to say that the Isser Nozer is Nachal on that wine. So the more is saying it's coming to tell, the more says it's coming to tell the case of the Shua. So at the end of the Rosh, the Rosh says Rabbeinu Tam Goris Ksushav Dalta Mushav Bermer Hasinai Hu Bitsamiya. The more saying, of course it's not chal. That's his second shot. His first shot is the whole kasha, the lahach pirusha legoris ella. What we're seeing in kiha damarava, klamer kiheicha damarava, nazirus kala al shua, achanar mekala al mitzvahs kiddush. So it sounds like you need the pasuk to tell you that it's aser, but since it's not a chiyuv in the item itself, it's a din on the garbage to listen to the chachamim. So meila, the shua, the iser nazirus is chal. That's his first shot. And the second shot is, the Rebbe Tam says, like, of course, you don't need a puzzle for that. It's not the Reiser. That's the second shot. There was a two shot over there. Okay.
fact is who, not him.
Okay. So the Gemara. Now let's go. Let's work the other way around. So we now have in place for sure that Yayin doesn't have a hetzer miklaloi, and Tuma does. So this point in time, we should argue now that Tuma is the kal, and Yayin is the chomer. The Yayin yister is the kol. So just like Tuma is soiser, Yayin should be soiser. Tuma, which is weaker, which the Torah put a heter in it, and Sisera says a curl, it's so all of the count up to that point in time. Yayin shalahutra miklalo, yayin which is stronger, which it's not hutter, lokoshkein shiyister, kabacharma should be soyser. Amakra, by your memory, shouldn't be plu, kitime nizro. So the Torah stresses that there's a din of that you lose the days because he was matam in Israel. So it's stressing it's because of only because of the tumah. Tumah seseris veina yayin seseris. Okay, so that's the Gemara's questions in regards to yayin. Now the Gemara says, let's go to Taglachas. V'hataglachas tisur sakol. If the nozer cuts his hair during the zeros, he should lose all of the count. So if it's a 30 and a zeros, he loses all of the count anyway. But if it's if it's a zeros of longer, so he only has to regrow his hair for 30 days. Why? It should be such for everything. So Tuma is there's a cool in Tuma compared to Taglachas. So Sarah says a call. Taglachas also bought Migaleach Kimis Galeach and then Shatistra is a call. Okay, so the locha by the Migaleach that the if somebody else cuts the nuzzer's hair worshiping that the nuzzer is over the isser of taglachas even if somebody else cuts his hair. So the isser is on the one who cuts the hair as well. There's an isser on the migaleach. There's this on the misgaleach. So therefore, even if the nozer is just a misgaleach, he didn't cut his own hair, the isser still applies. Whereas by the tuma, the only isser is on the nozer became tummy. There's no isser on the one who's matame him. If somebody would take a piece of mace, a kazayis of mace, and touch it to the nozer, the mitame is not over any yisr. In that situation, if the nozer was passive, he wasn't over any yisr. Taglachas is more chomer that they made the migaleach like the misgaleach, misgaleach like the migaleach. So tuma is less chomer than taglachas, and tuma is seiser as a kol. Kabel chomer taglachas should be seiser as a kol. Taglachas also bought migaleach kimis galeach and did shatister as a kol. Amar krova yomer rishonim yiplu ki timen yisroi tuma seseris as a kol benam taglachas seseris as a kol. The din of that taglachas is 30 days is not based on the pasuk of that you lose all of the count up at that point in time. It's a din that there has to be hair, b'shas tegiluach, which he does at the end. And the shear of hair that he needs is 30 days' worth. So that's a different din. But in regards to this, the din of that he loses all of the count, the Torah stresses specifically because of tuma. Morris says, okay, now. So we've proven that tuma is more chomer. So we should say, but tuma nasaba mitame kimitame. Kavachar mitaglachas. We should make the kavachar in another direction now. How so? Umat taglachas she'enus seseris. Taglachas is weaker. It's only seseris elish shlosh. It's only seseris 30 days, not the whole count. And also when we galeach kemis galeach, and we say this applies to both parties. So tuma, which is more chomer, she seseris is a kol. And odin shenasibu mitame kemitame. So Amar Krua, and that we say we have a pasuk which says the pasuk says when there's a situation of Tumas Misa Mitime Rosh Nisroi the Mitame Rosh Nisro. So it's saying if when he's the one the Mitame Rosh Nisro, then he's over the Yisr, but it's only if he's Mitame himself, not if somebody else is Mitame him. Okay, so the more of a taglach is lenasav migaleach kimiskaleach. So now that we've proven that tuma, which is more chumra, that it's just a curl, and even so, it doesn't have the chumra of applying this to both parties. So taglachas, which is weaker, for sure should not apply to both parties. Taglachas lenasav migaleach kimiskaleach kabuchamer mituma umat tuma shehi soseris es a curl tuma, which is more chumra. Because we know that, because it says all of the whole count, not just 30 days, and still liyosaba mitame kemitame, it doesn't. But the issur on both parties, taglachas she'enus seseris el shloishim, taglachas which is weaker el shloishim yoyim, it's only says for 30 days worth. Lakolshken shlonasam migaleach kemiskaleach. So on that, the Morris says, no, we have a pasuk. It says, Tar lo yavra al reshoi. Kribe lo ye avor, hu velo yavra la'acher. Lo yavra hu velo ye avor la'acher. So a tar should not go over his head, and it should not be that the tar should be, he should not make it go over his head, and not somebody should have it go over the head of the nazir. Okay. Now, taglachas lo tutsa miklala. Go back to, now let's talk about taglachas and yayin. Let's talk about yayin and tuma, taglachas and tuma. Now let's talk about taglachas and yayin. This is basically the same conversation which we had in regards to tuma. The taglachas lo tutsa miklala. Shouldn't have a leniency of heter miklaloi kavachar from yayin kavachar from yayin or my yayin shenu soyser yayin, which we know is weaker because drinking wine does not make him lose the count, where it's weaker and still lehutim miklaloi taglachas, which is more chomer. How do we know shesoseris? Because it's soyser the count of 30 days. And it did. Is it logical? It shouldn't have a leniency. If the weaker iser doesn't have a leniency, the stronger iser for sure should not have that. That so we have the drushes before of roshay or zkano, the extra word to tell me that there's a scenario where he could cut his hair. Either it says by mitzora rosho to tell me that the mitzora can cut his hair even though he's a nazir, or you learn it from zkano, the two pshatim we had before the chlokas tanoim. Where you learn it from? So we have the pasuk to tell me that a mitzvah can cut his hair even though he's a nazir. Now, okay, so it comes out yayin is more chomer. Yayin doesn't have a heter, and taglachas is weaker. It does have a heter. So now we should work the other way around. If taglachas, which is weaker, it doesn't have a heter. Yayin, which is chomer, I'm sorry, yayin, which is chomer, doesn't have a heter, and yayin is not soyser. Kavach chomer taglachas, which is weaker, shouldn't be soyser. So that was the sister klau kavachar mimi yain. I'm on nine yain shalehutim miklaloi yain, which is stronger. So doesn't have to be called eno soiser. It's not soiser at all. Taglachas shalehutim miklaloi eno din shalotister. So Mara says, yeah, but being in Sar Gidul Sar Beholeka, when he comes to cut his hair, he has to have a growth of hair to cut, which is 30 days worth. Last Kabbalah. Now, v'yayin yister shloshim yoyim kavacharim taglachas. So, yayin is stronger. So it should be soiser. Umat taglachas shehutu miklalo. So seris yayin shehutu miklalo enodin shet yister. So it should be kavacharim. That should be soiser. More answers. Midi who time elim mishum gidol sar gabiyayin hakoyim sarit. You can't make it more chomer than the source. The root of the problem over here is that there has to be a growth of hair. So if his hair would fall out by drinking wine, okay, so that would be relevant. But that's not true. The hair is there. So it's not an intrinsic problem by cutting the hair. The problem is the lack of growth. I mean, so if that's the problem, when Yain will have the same problem, maybe it should be, it would be soyser, but it doesn't have that problem. Okay.
The Nazir is removed at the end with Nazir and placed on the fire.
It's put under the. You use it to cut, to cook the El Nazir. The Nazir brings an aisle, an ashram.
Mm-hmm.
No, not an ashram, a shlamim. A Nazir's tummy brings an ashram. A Nazir's Torah brings a shlamim. And that's cooked with the hair. The hair is part of the fuel for the fire.
And that's done inside the Beit HaMikdash?
That's done inside the Azorah because you still have to do it. It's done before the tenufa,
before the
tenufa.
So, if the nazir was taller, that would not. Is that malakir?
That doesn't apply to nazir's tummy. It's the nazir's tor.
Right.
Nazir's tummy doesn't bring a shlamim. What do you do with the hair?
Well. I mean, there's a time you'd cut the hair, then you start carrying it again, and then presumably you bring a nazir. The nazir brings a shlami when it finishes, so it's not that hair, but,
right? Yeah.
But is that hair ma'akir? Is it lacquer? Lacquer for cooking ma'akir? So let's say
no.
It's the growth.
As long as he cut it,
it's cut off and it's lost.
So why does he have to say that he cannot become tamei for the aviv lima? That whole pasuk is extra. If somebody else is the one who's matama the nazir, there's no malchus. Of taglachas, achar shegilcha is like it. If somebody else cuts the nazir's hair, it gets malchus. Kedushin and b'shmaita mikra. The morsel enough from pasuk later on in the sugya. Amar the matame rosh nizrei. The matame rosh nizrei aser rachmana. The matame rosh nazir achar. If he's matama himself, he gets the answer, not if somebody else is matame. Tell Yavar Roshay, the mashma lo yavar klal, bein hu, atzmai bein achir. So the answer is that it should not be, the Torah writes it in the language, it should not go over his head. So different, no difference who does that action. Okay. Taklachas tumaketze, zot the Mishnah. So, the Nazir became Tomei, so we say that he has to go through the process of Tahara from the Paraduma, and then he has to cut his hair, bring a Korban Tumah, and start over again. So Talachas Tumah Ketza, so there's going to be the next Tumah will be Talachas Tahara, the mission of Memheim and Al. But Hayamazah B'Shlishu B'Shvi, so he does the process of Tahara for the Paraduma on the third day, from the day that he became Tomei, and on the seventh day. He cuts his hair on the seventh day. Maybe Karmanoisov Bishmini. Karmanoisov brought by day. The Tahara process is completed. After he gets sprinkled with the water and the ashes of the Paraduma on the seventh day, he still has to wait till after the sun sets, after nightfall, before he's tore. He has dinner with Tfil Yarmim until. He goes to the mikvah afterwards, and he's not tore till the next day, so he can't bring the kibbutz till the eighth day. Now, let's say he didn't cut his hair till day eight. So maybe Kabbalah said, "But Yom Dibur B'Kiva." So he brings the Kabbalahs on day eight. So Amalei like, Reb Tarfon said to B'Kiva, "Ma Bein Zel Mitzara." By Mitzara, the Torah says when he completes his saras, he goes through a process of tahara for 7 days. Now, the Torah says he cuts his hair twice. Immediately after the saras has been passed by the kohen that is gone, before he counts the 7 days, he cuts his hair. And then, again at the end of the 7 days, and brings his karbonos on the eighth day. But over there, the lach is he brings his kabbonis, if he cuts his hair on the eighth day, he brings his kabbonis on the ninth day. The Nemetzara, who was Megaleach on Shmini, brings his kabbonis Bitshi. And over here you're saying that he could cut his hair on the eighth day and bring the kabbonis on the eighth day as well. So what's the difference? By Tumas Mace, the Tahara process, the cutting of the hair is not an intrinsic part of the Tahara process. And that's completed on day 7. So he's tore at the end of day 7. And now he cuts his hair on day 8. Then he brings Kabbalah on day 8. But Mitzara, Tarosa Tulia B'Taglachta, the Taglachas, which the Torah commands by Mitzara, is part of the Tahara process. So just like anytime there's a Tahara process, after the Tahara process has been completed, whether it's going to the mikvah or to the mayan or the sprinkling, you still need the sun to set. If he only cuts his hair on the eighth day, we need the sun to set before the Tahara process is completed, which means he can't bring the karbonos until the ninth day. We need the sun to set before he can bring the karbonos. So the Mora is going to ask, did Reb Tarfon accept Reb Kiva's answer or not? Just the rush.
And the Megaleach Bishvi. So why Dafka and Shvi? Then, in other words, is it just that you know you do it at the earliest point? You can't do it until there's your Tuliyah.
If he would do the Giluach on day 6, you want to know what would the law would be? I'm not sure.
And you know, what's the problem if he does it on the 8th? Is he over?
By the
Nazir.
No.
So it says v'im gilech v'shmini. Like that's not like he just wasn't doing it at the earliest possible time. That's not a real problem.
The Cardinal Bekiva, what's his cheshbon? I don't know. If you say it's part of the Torah process, it makes sense to read Afghan on day 7 when you're completing the Torah process. And you should do it on that day when you if Reb Tarfon argues in Reb Akiva and says you need Harab Shemesh after Giluach, so you understand why it should be on day 7.
Right.
He said, according to Reb Akiva, why Dafka day 7? I'm not sure. I have to look into that. Let's see the Rosh. Taglach to Makeitza. The Rosh is from Nitz Makeitza to Megaleat. Megaleach Mashvi may be covered with Shemini. The Sea Megilach Rosher Beyam Tarasa Beyam Mashvi Yigalchen. The Pasuk says Beyam Mashvi Yavi Shtei Sarim Shtei Mekavis Lo Hashem. See, is that Yom Mashvi excluded and you can't do a different day? I don't know. The Ma Ben Zela Mitzar, the Chsiv, the Parsha Mitzar, the Taglachas Beis, the second cutting of his hair, V'haya B'yam HaShri'i, Yigalachas Kol Saroi, Chi B'yes B'gadov, V'rachatzitz B'sor B'mayim, B'to hair. V'yam HaChas, Yikach, it says, Yikach Beis Kvosim, V'kipso. So he fits it to serve also. Okay. Kama mitzar the imgilach b'ches may be kabrosa b'tes. So we're also if he pushes off the tzaglachas till shmini, he should have to be in the kabbonis on she. Amalish is that tarosa tliya b'yom. Those are tarosa tliya b'azos gimel b'zayin u'b'tvila. The process of tahara is completed with the hazor and going to the mikvah. Hilal kibin shenitzer b'zayin al pishaloy gilach ad yom haches. Maybe kabbonis b'yom. There's a din to cut his hair, but that's not a tanai in the tahara. Al mitzar tarosa tliya b'taglach. Can you see Bayama Shri Yigalach is called Saroy? Barak Sib Rakat Basaraba Mayim Mitohir. So the Torah says the order of the process of going to the mikvah Ming Matar requires that he cut his hair first. The tefillah before the hair cutting will not work. So now he cuts his hair on the 8th day, he has to go to the mikvah still. So he can't bring a korban yet. He needs going to the mikvah, then requires that he's a tul yom until after nightfall. So he can't come to the Beit Hamikdash bring the korbanos, especially by a matzara, where part of the process is that he actually has to be there to he's still Tome, he's still a Mitzara, so he can't go into the Azorah, but he's going to put in his dam of the Ashim of the Mitzara is placed on the Mitzara itself, on his ear and on his thumb and on his big toe. So he has to partially place himself inside the Azorah to be able to do that. So if he's a Tzoyarim, that heter was only given once he's no longer a Tzoyarim. So he still has Tumas Mitzara, so the Torah said I had to have Tumas Mitzara. The Morris of Shal and Yavamas, we had over there back in the first parak, do you say that Helva Istri, once you're Matta Tumas Mitzara, you should be Matta Tumas Keri, for example, or not? But Minastam, the process of the Tful Yom element has to be removed for the Matara part, has to be removed before it can come to the Azorah to bring the Korban to the Azorah. Okay, let's hold here.